Blog Talk Radio.
Kulatanya Edame Yemibal said on Saturdays, the Sabbath. Meskel Abra, the Kokoboch Samayenas Geta, Kohulum Ayenasaye, Meskel Abra, the Kokoboch Samayenas Geta. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all, the sun is seen. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
Eloheinu, Eloheinu, Elohim. Elohenu, Elohim, Abadatene,
Elohim,
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 Elohim, Elohim,
Elohim,
Elohim, Elohim,
Elohim,
Elohim,
Elohim,
Elohim,
Elohim,
Guns Roses. Yeah, man.
He don't know the right and do it wrong, shall be spunk with many strides. When the Eden comes, your children step wide. Even though they make mention of them and those,
fire
and they will never be friends.
Fire
you know why? You know why? Yes. Them of the art of a pagan. Your children of the art of a lion, I know. Evil a move with Satan. Righteous trod in the countenance of the Almighty One. Them of the art of demons. Your children of the art of a lion, I know.
My God, it's full of stars. My God, it's full of stars. Full of stars. Full of stars.
עובדה שכל מי שאוהב את השבת, אין ספק זהו יום מיוחד. מצווה גדולה בשבת להיות בשמחה. שבור ותחור, תהי מקור הברכה.
Because you're coming in. Shabbat shalom, send
Shabbat
it
shalom.
Shalom,
Shabbat shalom, send
Shabbat
shalom,
send
Shabbat
shalom,
send
Shabbat
shalom,
send
Shabbat
shalom,
send
Shabbat
shalom.
Joy by thy light, 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 thy testament to the light that shineth through the night. Humble lion, I not to forward and reach a Mount Zion. To be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the most holy one, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Me I tell you no read up your Bible. Joy is in thy light, and I be a testament to the light that shineth through the night. Humble lion, I not to forward and reach a Mount Zion. To be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the most holy one, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Me I tell you no read up your Bible. How would me say, read up your Bible. And Jah people live like Jah disciples. And Jah people live like Jah disciples. How would me say, say read up your Bible, you can read your scripture. Say each and every day, gonna make a book, a chapter. To the beginning of a wisdom is the fear of Jah. In the bottom, let's be gonna make me that to Lucifer. Now listen to the youth, man, sing about it on the micro center. We say no, no, wicked man, them could have ever enter. Say enough in the kingdom, fill me only Father. They say in a Zion, I am where the righteous gather. That's what me say, read up your Bible, you can read your prophecy. Read up your Bible, you can read your prophecy. Read up your Bible, you can read your prophecy. Say, look in your scripture land and you will see. Gentlemen, there is a land where I and I can be free. Say, in a Ethiopia, in a Zion city. With a Addis Ababa, or a Mr. Shashamani. When I tell you about the land, say, that was given unto me by his imperial majesty, Emperor Selassie. It's written in the book, it's Zion, I destiny. A new Jerusalem, me come fi set up the way. A new garden, you come fi plant up the way. Now listen to the youth man, see my telling everybody this is truth, roots, the unreality. So me say, read up your Bible, only if you read your scripture. Read up your Bible, only if you read that chapter. From Genesis 1 to Revelation 22. Say read up every word, cause every word is true. Say read up every word and apply the word to. Apply it in your life, say, and you would not get to. King Selassie in your life and you will never feel you. Jesus Christ in your life and you will surely get to. Jehovah the power, the spirit and the word. Now instead of you man sing man with the lyrical verse. Read up your Bible. Now till you don't live like Jah disciple. And when me say, read up your Bible. Now till you don't live like Jah disciple. No matter me say weak, no wicked me say neither evil. No need we no corrupt, neither deceitful. We can hear no say them the people, them are not cha-cha people. Cha-cha people say them are smiling people. Me say school-faced people, them are not crazy devil. You know say I am like a man, we are going natural. To be Selassie, I is I am like credential. Cha-cha I am Andy, than the general. Yes, I'm Selassie, I say you want to feel martial. And Jarrah so far right, say even a partial. So when we come to know, we tell each and everyone on the bed and read up your Bible. And now today on the bed and read up your Bible. And if your life is like a Jah disciple. If your life is like a Jah disciple.
I'm listening to Yeh Yehuda Moah and Besar Radio.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Yeah, the infrastructure is how to do a factory. Even right now, like when I left Gap, I moved, we made this t-shirt, like all the tremendous stuff we're doing right now, which is a flip on Supreme, where the guy that used to work for me, Tremaine, is now at Supreme. And, you know, we can go further into that a little bit later. But
no
for
problem.
The main point is, so I took it over to Dove Charney at LA Apparel, and he founded Los Angeles Apparel. So then we made the White Lives Matter tees, and then when I put up the tweet, the DEF CON tweet, now he ain't releasing the tees. Because he's Jewish. And I'm like, see, this is my exact point that I'm making. Like, Jewish people have owned the black voice, whether it's through us wearing a Ralph Lauren shirt, or it's all of us being signed to a record label, or having a Jewish manager, or being signed to a Jewish basketball team, or doing a movie on a Jewish platform like Disney. And we understand, it's like, I respect what the Jewish people have done and how they brought their people together. You know, they came into money through the lawyers when after Wall Street, when all of the like the Catholics, they wouldn't divorce people.
Right.
So the
right.
Jewish lawyers came and they were willing to divorce people. That's when they first came into their money. So like say with me and Jay, with our culture, with the darker Jews. First of all, because you got
that happens when anybody starts talking deep.
Okay.
yeah.
With the darker Jews, the 12 lost tribes of Israel, who we are, because we Jewish also. We from Africa also. We're the blood of Christ. So we're not just black. We are Jew, just like the Jewish people. And now we're coming into money. But the main thing is, I got to drink the Douce over the Hennessy as the first step to us coming together, like how the Jewish people came together. What it is at this point, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of y'all no more. Right. And we don't have to be afraid. I understand that they got us so paid off every which way, they cutting down. And my whole point just off the tweet, the fact that, what does that even mean, what I said? And the fact that I got taken off proves my point. Jamie Lee Curtis went on TV and said, I hope they take his children away from him.
Wow.
I hope they take his children away from him. Everybody they put out, Triple X, Tupac, that's what Larry was saying.
Right.
My response was, well, I guess I'm next then.
Right.
Because it's no backing down at this point. I talked to Q because Q been labeled an anti-Semite. First of all, we are Semite. We
right.
Jew. So I can't be anti-Semite.
Right.
First of all.
What? Black Lives Matter. Stop right there, because I got to speak on something when it comes to this Black Lives Matter. I was having a conversation the other day, and this girl says, I just can't support it. All lives matter. You're right, Karen. All lives do matter. But let me put it to you like this. Say we all sit down to eat, and everybody gets a plate of food except for Bob. Bob says, I'm hungry. I want a plate of food. Karen says, we're all hungry, Bob. Bob says, but I don't have any food. I deserve food. Karen says we all deserve food, Bob, with our full plate, and continues to eat. Do they all deserve food? Of course. But saying it doesn't change the fact that Bob still doesn't have any. Do all lives matter? Yes. But saying it doesn't change the fact that black lives haven't mattered for years. Don't be mad because you don't have a movement. Be happy you don't need one. Black lives matter.
What?
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children?
Y'all really can't stand it whenever I make a post defending black men. There's always a barrage of comments like, we gotta hold them accountable. Don't get me wrong, I'm all for accountability, but when do we not hold black men accountable? It's like every day, every time I get on the internet, someone is always talking about what black men not doing right. As a matter of fact, the only time we do bring up black men is to hold them accountable for the stuff that they not doing. I mean, it's almost like we're letting our personal experiences and the media, first and foremost, dictate how we feel about our own men. Never mind the several instances of black men who are protecting black women. Never mind the black man who pulled a black woman out of a burning building. Never mind the black man who jumped in front of a group of girls and lost his life defending them. Never mind the black men who are taking 12-hour shifts to defend a black woman in their neighborhood. Never mind that the majority, the vast majority, over 80% of black men are married to black women. We gotta stop letting the media tell us that our men don't love us and protect us. That's a lie. This country is hell-bent on destroying our men. Let's not help them.
Give thanks unto the black Christ, the black Christ, the black Christ. Give thanks unto
what a offer. You know Tinder gave us life. Free without cost, priceless without price. What a offer.
You know Tinder gave us life. Give thanks unto the black Christ.
Hey yo, what a offer. You know Tinder gave us life. Free without cost, priceless without price. What a offer.
You know Tinder gave us life. Give thanks unto the black Christ.
Check it. Men and people are nice, who don't like their rich life. Alright, them a work be the Antichrist. Them want blood be drink, them want flesh be slice. Them can't buy me out like no peas and no rice. Life's the greatest gift, so take me advice. I want to live, they want to die, and that's their choice. Red life is so joyful, life is so nice.
Red, gold, and green of the ice.
You say, yo, what a offer. You know nothing that gave us life. Free without cost, priceless without price. What a offer.
You know nothing that gave us life. Give thanks unto the black Christ.
You say, yo, what a offer. You know nothing that gave us life. Free without cost, priceless without price. What a offer.
You know
nothing
that gave us life. Give thanks unto
the black Christ.
So I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready, my name ready, my name ready.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
Shabbat Shalom. praises to the Most High, Jarastafari, on the psaltery, playing on the dead string, showing love and kindness, until in Ayayay, the rooted man would never know, neither does the fool overstand his law, cause Jah has made us triumph by the work of our hands, work and he thought he's a servant and a friend, say and still it's all the same. Better relax and recline. His Majesty said unity and only done all. See no for them are the sick and the blind. You consider divine. And if you switch get them all, we call we high and I go out. Sure. You find your personal life. You feel so different this time. You find position and prayer. Balance with spiritual light. Rasta are Israelite. Where Babylon be like. Trying to cut the branch. Please let it grow. The root of David, he could only be slow. Got to take it easy, please take it slow. That's why I say, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah. Inside your home, Shabbat Shalom, oh Shabbat Shalom.
Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong.
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Hailehim, Hailehim, Hailehim provides the land. Ha Elohim provides the land. Now in the previous Shabua, for the previous Rastafari sabbatical studies, the Torah Parsha, the reading and feeding the manna, the angel's bread, the Torah portion was lech lecha, lech lecha, lech lecha, lech lecha, go for self. Now, we saw how Yahuwah spoke to Abram and invited him to forsake, to leave his ancestral home for the promise, the yea and the amen of Ha'ilahim, of Ha'elohim. True good, the true God, the power of the Almighty. Now, in obedience, in the Shema, the active Shema, in obedience to the call of the Word, the Dibrei Yahuwah, the Word of Jehovah Avram, he left his homeland, his family, his father's house to seek a better life, a better liberty. The Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 10, it reads, quote, For he was looking forward to the city that has foundations, whose architect and builder is Ha'ilahim, is Ha Elohim, Almighty Power, Almighty Power, Almighty Power. Ki yechika la'ir asher yesudatah ne'man u'avonah u'amekonenah Ha'ilahim. For he looked, ki yechika, for a city la'ir, that hath foundations. Asher Yesudatah. Kiyachikah la'er Asher Yesudatah. Whose builder and maker, Nehemana, that had sure foundations. Yesudatah Nehemana. Yesudatah Nehemana. Uvoneh, and builder, Uvoneh. Ne'emanna, Uvoneh, Uameh konenah, Ha'elohim, whose builder and maker is Ha'elohim, the power of the Almighty, the true good, the true God, the Almighty. Ki echikah la'er asher yesudatah, ne'emanna, Uvoneh, Uameh konenah, Ha'elohim. But notice that it was only after Abraham made the long journey into the unknown land of Canaan, the Canaanu, that Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim, appeared to him, saying, according to Bereshit, Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 7, to your offspring I will give this land. Le'zarecha eten et ha'aretz hazot. To thy seed will I give this land. Le zarecha eten et ha'aretz hazot. Full of full right here. And Yahuwah appeared to Abraham and said, Vayera, Yahuwah, el Abraham, Vayomer le zarecha eten et ha'aretz hazot. Vayevena shama mizbeach la Yahuwah ha nireh elav. Full of verse. And Yahuwah, Jehovah, appeared to Abraham. Vayera, Yahuwah el Abraham, and said, Vayomer, to thy seed, le zarecha, to thy seed, thy race, le zarecha, Etain, I will give, et ha'aretz ahazot, I will give this land. Etain, I will give, et ha'aretz, the land, hazot, the this, she, I will give this land. And he builded there, and he did what? He builded there. Vayeven, wa yeben, sham, mizbeach, an altar, mizbeach. La Yahuwah, to Jehovah, ha nireh elayo, to he who be who he be, La Yahuwah, who appeared, La Yahuwah, ha nireh elayo, who appeared to him, to thy seed, le zarecha etain et ha'aretz hazot. In other words, Abraham did not admit as truth or credit, believe to say. He did not trust the promise because he saw Ha'elohim. He saw Ha'elohim, the almighty power. But he was able to see Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim, seen after he had walked, after he had tried it, after he had yadded, after he had walked be'emunah, in admittance, in credit, in trust, in admitting as true, in the true faith. His faith, emunato, his faith, his trust, his admittance, his amen, emunato, in Ha'elohim, in the almighty power, enabled him to see Ha'elohim's hand, Ha'elohim's yad, to see the almighty power's hand. Not the other way around. It was not, key word, key reasoning, it was not the other way around. So Abraham did not amen the promise, hatikva, because he saw Ha'elohim, but he was able to see Ha'elohim, the almighty power, after he had walked it out, halakha, after he had tried it out, be emunah, in faith, in admittance, in credit. Emunato, his faith in Ha'elohim enabled him to see Ha'elohim's yad, his hand, not the other way around. The principle of the me'amin, of the amen, the admittance, the credit, the trust, right? Some people say believing. We say be living, right? The principle of the ma'amin, the emuna, the amina, the faith, the trust, the credit, in order to understand, to understand, to come to that full standing, that overstanding. This is essential to the walk, to the halakha, to the tribe of the emuna, of the true admittance, the true amina, the true faith, right, in this world, in alem hazot, alem hazeh, al-kain. Therefore, our Torah, the Torah reading for this Shabua, for Shabbat Vayera, for Shabbat Vayera, Vayera, and he appeared, Vayera. It includes what many ones call, and I also call, the gospel, the good news, according to Moshe, according to Moses. The gospel, the good news, according to Moses. Or rather, Moshe's, his account of how Abraham was tested by Ha'elohim, by the Almighty Power, to offer his Bain Yachid, his only begotten son, his Bain son Yachid, Yachid only, one and only, only begotten son, the Bain Yachid, as a sacrifice on Har Moriah, on Mount Moriah. This is the place, this is the Makom, HaMakom, the spot, the place of the future Hekal, the place of the future temple, even the temple of Yerushalayim. This is the spot, Mount Moriah. Now, the famous and, well, you know, I'll say, well, referred to narrative or the story is referred to by us as the Akedah, the Akedah. What's the Akedah? The Akedat Yitzhak. What is the Akedat Yitzhak? It is the binding, Akedah, the binding of Yitzhak. It wasn't a sacrifice, not in that sense, but it's the binding, the Yitzhak, right? Isaac, his Akedah, the Akedat Yitzhak, according to Bereshit, Genesis chapter 22, verses 1 to 18. At the very last moment, we have the Malaak, Yahuwah, the Malak of Jehovah, the angel, the messenger of Jehovah, stopping Abraham from going through with the Zabach, what some say, or the Olah, the sacrifice, and providing a ram, an ayil, a ram as a substitute, the ram as a substitute. Now, Abraham, then he named the location. Now, according to modern Yehudinet and Judaism, they'll say Adonai Yireh, Adonai Yireh. But according to Torah, it says Yahuwah Yireh, Yahuwah, Yahuwah Yireh, or as we would say, Jehovah Jireh, Yahuwah Yireh. He who be who he be, Yireh, Yireh. He will see to it, Yireh. He will provide, provida, before seeing. He will provide, he will see, Yahuwah Yireh. Now, Yahuwah Yireh is from the third masculine single, according to the Ivrit, the Hebrew imperfect, of the verb ra'ah, 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 ra'ah is to see, ra'ah, to see. The binding, the akedat, akedat Yitzhak, the akedah of Yitzhak, it perfectly illustrates, according to the word picture, according to the type, both the principle of sacrificial love and the principle that we must first unreservedly, amen, amen, admit, credit, trust as truth, the amina, in that love, in order to understand, to begin to understand, to come to that full standing and to overstand the ways of Yahuwah, the ways of Yahweh, he who be, we be. And here we have Yohanan, John, the gospel according to John, chapter 5, verse 46. So here, in Ha Besorah, Ha Kedosha, Al Pi Yohanan, the gospel according to St. John, Ha Besorah, Ha Kedosha, Al Pi Yohanan. Here, John's gospel according to John, chapter 5, here at verse 46. For had ye believed, amen, amina, credited, trust, accepted that truth, Moshe, Moses, ye y'all will have believed, amina, amen, admitted, trusted, credited as true, I. For he wrote of me, for he wrote of I. So here, gospel according to Yohanan, here. Ki elu ha'emanetem le'moshe gam li ta'aminu ki yehu katav alai. For had your believed, amen, amen, Moshe. kilu he emantem ale Moshe, y'all would have, you also me, gam li, gam also li for me, gam li. Taminu, y'all would have also amained, I, credited, trusted as truth, I, gam li, taminu, ki, for, who, he, katavalai, he wrote of I. Ki lua he mantema li Moshe, gam li ataminu ki hu katavalai. Those who ma'amen, amen, in Yeshua, hanotri, understand, understand, come to that full standing or overstanding, that the akedah as a foreshadowing and a foreshadowing of the ultimate sacrifice of the Heavenly Father, of Avinu Shavah Shemayim, our Father who art, who would give on I and I behalf. Unlike Avraham, Elohim Ha'av, Elohim, the Father, the Almighty Father, actually offered his Bein Yachid, his one and only, his Bein Yachid, his only begotten son at Moriah, in order to make Yeshua, Yeshuot, salvation available for all who will me'amin, who will amen, who credit, trust, accept as truth. And here we have the gospel according to Yohanan, John chapter 3, verses 16 to 18, and 1 John chapter 4, verse 9. So here, John, Yohanan, chapter 3, verse 16 to 18. For Hailahim so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting eternal life. For Hailahim sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth, ameneth on him, is not condemned, but he that ameneth not is condemned already, because he hath not amened in the name of the only begotten son of Hailahim. Kia kakach ahava ha Elohima etaha olam ad ashara natan eta benoa eta yachido lima'ana loa yovad kol ha ma'amina boa kia yima yichye chayeya olamim. For Elohim so loved the world. Kia kakach ahava ha Elohima etaha olam, that he gave his only begotten son. Ad asher natana eta benoa eta yechido, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. Lima ana loa yovad kol ha ma'amina ba'u, but have eternal everlasting life. Ki ima yichye chayeya olamim. Kia kakach ahava ha Elohima eta ha olam ad asher natana eta benoa eta yechido lima'ana loa yovad kol ha ma'amina ba'u kia yima yichye chayeya olamim. For Hailahim sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Ki ha Elohima lo shalach eta benoa ila ha olam ladin eta ha olam ki yima lima'ana yevasha boa ha olam. For Hailahim sent not his son into the world to condemn the world. Ki ha Elohim lo shalach eta beno ila ha olam ladin. For Hailahim sent not his son, ki ha Elohim lo shalach etabino into the world, to the world, il ha olam, to condemn the world, ladina eta ha olam, but that the world through him might be saved. Ki ayim lima ana yevasha Bawa ha olam. Ki'im, for if that the world through him might be saved. Ki'im lima'ana yivasha, bow, saved in him. Yivasha bawa ha olam. Ki ha Elohim lo shalacha et benoa ila ha olam le ladin. Elaha Olam, Kiima Lima'ana Yevasha, Boaha Olam. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth, amen, if not, is condemned already, because he hath not, amen, believeth in the name of the only begotten Son of Ha Elohim, of Ha Elohim. Ha ma'amina boa loa yidon, va'asher loa yamin bo kvara nadon, ki loa ha'amina bitshem ben ha Elohim ha yachid. He that ameneth, believeth on him, is not condemned. Ha ma'amin bo lo yidon. Ha ma'amin ba'u lo yidon, but he that believeth not is condemned already. Va'asher lo ya'amin ba'u kavar, kavar is condemned already. Va'asher lo ya'amin ba'u kabar, kabar nadon, kabar nadon is condemned, is already. Kavar Nadon, already condemned. Vaasher loa yamina bawu kavar nadon. Because he hath not, amen, believed, credited, trusted as true in the name of the only begotten Son of Ha Elohim of Ha Elohim Ki. Lo ha'amin b'shem ben Ha Elohim Ha Yachid. Because he hath not, amen, he have not trusted, credited, ki lo ha'amin, ki lo ha'amin, b'shem, in the name, b'shem, ben ha'elohim, ben ha'elohim, in the name of the Son of the Almighty, the Son of Ha'elohim, ha'yachid, the only begotten, the only, the one and only. Ha ma'amina bo'a lo'a yidon, va'asher lo'a yamina bo'a kavar nadon, ki lo'a ha'amina b'shema ben ha'elohim ha'yachid. And here the first epistle of Yohanan of John, chapter 4, here, verse 9. In this was manifest the love of Ha'elohim, ha'elohim, almighty, toward us, because that ha'elohim sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Bezot nirata ahavat ha'elohim. In this, bazot nirata ahavat ha'elohim. In this, being manifest, ahavat, ahavat ha'elohim, the love of ha'elohim lanu, lanu, for us, upon us, for us. Ki ashalacha ha'elohim eta benoa eta yachidoa la'olam, lima'an nechiyeh al yado. Because that ha'elohim sent his only begotten Son into the world. Ki ashalach ha'elohim, for Elohim sending, ki shalach ha'elohim eta beno, his Son, eta yachido, the only one, his only one, eta beno, eta yachido, la olam, into the world, the eternal one, eternally, into the world, lima'an, so that, nechye, we live all upon yado, upon his hands, yado, al yado, but the taken in another sense in the Hebrew to say through him, like upon his hands, as to say through him. Bazot nirata, ahavat ha Elohim lanu, ki shalacha ha Elohim eta beno et yechido la olam, lima'ana nechye al yado. Therefore, as Abraham himself confessed, Elohim yireh lawu haseh, haseh, Elohim will provide for himself the lamb, will provide for himself, haseh, haseh, the lamb. Elohim yireh Yireh Lahu Haseh. Elohim Yireh Lahu Haseh. Elohim will provide for himself the land. Here Bereshith. In Genesis chapter 22, verse 8, the A part of the verse. Vayomer Avraham Elohim Yireh Lahu Haseh Le'ola Bini. And Abraham said, Vayomer Avraham. And Abraham said, Vayomer Avraham. Elohim will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering. My son. Vayomer Avraham. Elohim Yireh Lahu Haseh Le'ola Bini. This is an answer to Yitzhak asking, well, we have the wood, you know, we have the wood, we got the fire, we got all these things, but where's the lamb? And Avraham, Vayomer Avraham, Elohim Yireh Lahu Haseh Le'ola Bini. And Avraham said, in response to the question that Yitzhak had, and this is important, Avraham said that Elohim Yireh Lahu Yireh, he will see, he will consider, he will see for himself, he will consider, say see, literally the Yireh, Yireh Lahu, Lahu, for himself he will behold, look, consider, bringing out the sense, Hebraically, the second of the Hebrew two truths, that he will provide for himself, he will see for himself. Yireh Lahu Haseh, Haseh, the Seh, the Seh, the Lamb. Vayomer Avraham, Elohim Yireh Lahu Haseh Le'ola, Le'ola, of the Ola, of the Holocaust offering, of the burnt offering, of the Ola, Ola, Le'ola, Bini, Bini, my son. So he's answering his son, saying, like, saying, my son, Elohim will provide for himself the lamb of the Ola, of the burnt offering. So now this makes us now ask concerning what people say, the sacrifice. How did Avinu Avraham, how did Father Avraham, how do you understand this? How do you understand this? Since his son had asked him, well, we have all the other items, you know, wood and this and that, but where's the sacrifice? Where's the lamb? And the response of Avraham, Vayomer Avraham, Elohim Yireh Lahu Haseh Le'ola Bini. Elohim will provide for himself. They even say, of himself, Haseh, the lamb, Le'ola, of the burnt offering, Bini, my son. So here for this Shabbat, Shabbat, Wayera, 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 Vayera, Vayera, and he who be, who he be, appear. You know, Vayera, Vayera, Elav, Yehovah, Be Elonei, Mamre. And being visible and being seeable, wa yera, wa yera, wa yera, wa yera, and being seeable, right? Being visible, appearing, wa yera elayo, elav to him, wa yera elav, wa yera elayo to him, Yehovah, Yehovah, he who be, who he be. And he who be, we be, appeared to him. Vayera elav Yahuwah. Vayera elayo Yahuwah. Be elone. Be elone. Mamre. By or in the oaks, the terebinths, the strong trees, the God trees, the strong trees. Be elone. Be elone. Be elone. Mamre. By the Elon, the Elon, the strong trees, the terebinth trees, the oak trees, amongst the trees. Not as KJV translates in the King James Version where it reads, in the plains of Mamre, but we have the Elone, Mamre, in the Elone. And what is the Elone? The trees, the Elon, Elon in the singular, Elone, the trees of Mamre, the oaks of Mamre, the strong trees known as the terebinths of Mamre, Mamre. Mamre is interesting because Mamre, we have Mara, Mara in the sense of the verb to be strong, Mamre, Mamre. Now Mamre, right, was Ach and Achaber, right, of Abraham. We have Mamre, right, as an ach, as a brother. And it's interesting because according to the narrative, he is a Canaanite. He is a Canaanite, right? But also he is Confederate. So he may be one of the early, might you say, believers, fellow faithful with Abraham. We see this throughout the narrative. But here, with the revelation, with Yahuwah appearing, right? Wayera Elayo Yahuwah be'elone mamre. And Yahweh, he who be who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be the name, appeared, was visible, was seeable to him in the oaks, in the trees, in the terebinths, the strong trees of Mamre, of Mamre. Vayera elav Yahweh be'elone Mamre. Here. For this fourth sabbatical study, for this Shabbat Strong, for Shabbat Vayera, for Sabbath Vayera. And he, even he who be who he be, became visible. He appeared. Seen, sighting, 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 sighting.
Shabbat Shalom, Sendeth Shalom. So here after the Shabbat podcast, here on the air for Shabbat Vayera, Sabbath. And he appeared. Shabbat Vayera here. And I, Sister Queen, marking it right here with Yah Yireh, bringing out the theme right here, Jehovah Jireh, as others would say, but Yahuwah Yireh, 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 Vayera. Here. Check it for this sabbatical study.
Open up your heart, open up your mind. Open up your heart, you'll be sure to find. Yahweh, he'll sure enough make a way. Yahweh, he'll provide a better day. Not yourself over what is small. Oh, he's the great Father. He's Father to us all. He hears your every cry. Yes, he does. And he knows your every desire. Yeah. He never suffers the righteous to hunger, and you won't be ashamed if you trust him. Yahweh, he'll show up to make a way. Yahweh, he'll provide a better day. Yahweh, oh. He's the light of this whole wide world, yeah. The fishing is the day and the evil it brings. Tomorrow take care of itself, don't be anxious. Birds of the air, they know they're gonna eat. Yeah, provide for them, they don't have to worry. He rises just to show you that he loves you. He rises just to show you that he cares for you. Open up your heart, open up your
open
mind.
Up your mind.
Open up your heart,
you'll be sure to find.
Suffers the righteous to hunger. Lead me beside still waters. Even in the presence of my enemies, blessings.
Jehovah Jireh, my provider, protect and keep watch over me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, protect and keep watch over me.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat
strong. Here we have Abraham and the Hebrew Trinity here in this Shabbat, for this Shabbat here, for Shabbat, Vayera, Shabbat, Sabbath, Vayera, Vayera. Vayera alav, Yahuwah, Be'elonei mamre yavuhua yosheva petach ha'ohel kechom hayom. And Yahuwah, and he who be who he be ha'kadosh baruch hu baruch Hashem, appeared, became visible to him. Vayera alav Yahuwah, Vayera elayo Yahuwah, to him by the terebinths, the oak tree, the strong trees, the God trees, Be'elonei mamre. Belone Mamre, as he sat in the tent door, Yoshev Petach HaOhel, in the heat of the day, Kechom Hayom. Vayera Elav HaYehoah, Beloneya Mamreya Vehua Yoshev Petach HaOhel, Kechom Hayom. So here. First point to make here from the Jewish Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity, when the Rabbanim amened in Ha'av, Habein, and Ruach HaKadosh, when the rabbis believed, amen, credited, trusted as true in the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Here we have Abraham and the Shalosha Nashim, and Yahuwah Jehovah appeared to him, became visible to him by the terebinths, not the plains, as the KJV reads, but the terebinths, or the Elone, Be'elone Mamre, in the terebinths, the strong trees, the God trees, the oak trees of Mamre, as he sat in the tent door in the heat, the hottest part, the heat of the day. Kechom Hayom, Hayom, Hayom. So now, we have the following examples here that show that the ancient Hebraic collective, Afro-Shemitic, the Ethiopian, say Shemitic, Semitic, collective pronouns. Some might refer to it as a Palestinian collective pronouns, but not the majestic. We don't have what people like to call majestic plurals to try to deny the Hebrew Trinity, the true Trinity. Kadosh, 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 Yahuwah Tzabaot. Try to deny he who be, we be. And here we have in HaTorah here for this Shabbat Vayera, Shabbat Vayera, and he appeared. Yisrael, ancient Israel, and the Hebrews and the neighbors, they knew of no so-called majestic plurals, majestic plural syntaxes. As some would say, well, this is a majestic plural right here, but we say improve, show and prove. This is the revelation of the true Trinity, HaShalush HaKadosh, Kedus Selassie, the Holy Trinity here in the Beit, the house of Abraham, the Beta Abraham. So Abraham and the Shalosha, the three Anashim, and the three men. Some would try to make believe, say, oh, it's angels or this or that, but let's follow the narrative as is written. We have Shalosha Anashim, the three Anashim, Anashim from the Enosh, Anash, mortal men, three mortal men. And he appeared, Vayera Elayo, Yahuwah. Here, how do he appear? Shalosha Anashim, Abraham and the Hebrew Trinity, the true Trinity, HaShalosh HaKadosh. Here we have the three men, the Shalosha Anashim. So these three, let's say heavenly men, right? These visitors, these three men, the Hebrew brings up the sense of three mortal men. Mind's eye and eye of Gormawi Nagus Neges. He says, I am a man, I am mortal. But here we have the first revelation of the Hebrew Trinity, or the Trinity in the Hebrew Scriptures. Here picking up with Genesis chapter 18, first verse here, into the second verse here, for this Shabbat Vayera. So these three men, three mortal men, came to visit Abraham. Abraham. These men did not pose as Bnei Yisrael, as sons of Israel. They didn't pose as Jews. They were not Yehudim, right? Why? Because Yisrael, Yasharala, did not exist at the time. Abraham may have assumed at first that they were Arameans. Arameans, perhaps they were Arameans from Haran. From Haran, Abraham addressed the three men as Adonai, Adonai, bringing out a sense of my lords, my masters, my lords. The plural form of Adonai, Adonai, literally means my lords, my masters, my like sovereigns. But modern translators will often just read it as Lord. And we have this here, even in the third verse, where it says, Vayomar Adonai, Himna Matzati Yachena Be'aynecha. Here he says, and said, my Lord, right? Vayomar, Vayomar, and he said, Adonai, Adonai. Remember, Adonai is the plural form, my lords, but the English and modern translations will often bring out my Lord in the singular sense. But note this here in verse 5, that they, right, they answered. It says that they had answered, right, and they said, and they answered Avraham. Vayomru, 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 and they said, so do, Cain, Cain, ta'aseh, Cain, ta'aseh, ka'asher, dibalta. And they said, so do as thou hast said. Vayomru, Cain, ta'aseh, ka'asher, dibalta. They answered Abraham. This shows that Ha'av, that the father was Lord, the father was Adonai, that Habain, the son, was Adonai, and Haruach, Ruach, HaKadosh, was Adonai. This is exactly as the Athanasian Creed, right, according to the true Tewahedo roots, right, the Tewahedo, the true church and the professing, right, Ethiopian Tewahedo Church, the church of He Who Have the Key of Great King David, the church of Philadelphia, of brotherly love. This here is bringing out, even in the New Covenant sense, Brit Hadasha, the true roots right here. The Athanasian Creed teaches that Ha'ab Adonai, Habain Adonai, Haruach Adonai, the Athanasian Credo, the Credo of, ones may say, the Copto, right, the Coptic Copto Church, right, the Coptic Church here. Abraham said, if now I have found favor in your, note this here in the Hebrew, here in Genesis chapter 18 at verse 3, note this, Abraham said, if now I have found favor in your, in thy, like in the KJV, thy singular, in the singularity, in thy sight, in thy eyes, in thy sight, my Lord, he says, Adonai, if now I have found favor in thy sight, im na matzati chen be'aynecha, be'aynecha, aynecha, ka, singular. So he says, Adonai, right, which can be literally brought out as my Lord's, right? But here he's using my Lord, and he's speaking to the Shalosha Nashim, right, in the singularity. Vayomar Adonai im na matzati chen be'aynecha. If I found chen, grace, chen, from the chana, if I found grace, matzati, matzaim na, if now, like if now, im na matzati chen be'aynecha, be'aynecha, ayne, in thy singularity. Right, so these three, right, men, right, speaking in the singularity, therefore in the divinity, that Abraham used the singular sight, seen, be'aynecha, 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 in the eye, singular sight, it shows that Abraham, he meant lords, the Adonai, as a plural collective, so addressing the Shalosha Nashim, these three, right, be'aynecha, be'aynecha, ka, the eye, speaking to a singular male. This means that what Abraham meant, Hebraically speaking, as Adonai, as a plural collective noun. Now, if the three visitors had understood Adonai, as a lot of the latter-day linguists sometimes want to make believe when they want to deny the Hebrew Trinity as a majestic plural, if the Shalosha Anashim understood Adonai as a majestic plural, then they would have understood Avraham to say majestic Lord in a singular sense rather than lords in the plural sense, in the Adonai sense. If the Shalosha Anashim, the three men, three mortal men, HaShalosh, HaKadosh, right, were familiar, if they were familiar with this latter-day kind of linguist, Hebrew and Semitic linguist kind of idea, majestic plurals, they would have thought that Avraham had addressed only one of the Lord, one of the Adons, right, of the Shalosha, of the three. That all three visitors, right, replied, all three Shalosha Nashim replies in the fifth verse. Now we're comparing here the third verse of what Avraham said in the Hebrew, Adonai, im na matzati achen be'aynecha, if now, lords, if now I have found favor in your, in the singularity of the eyes, like we get them responding, Vayomru, wa and Yomru, and they said Yomru, Cain, ta'aseh, Cain, yes, so do, Cain ta'aseh, ka'asher, dibarta, and say, right, as you have said, so do, right, so do, Cain ta'aseh, ka'asher, dibarta. The important thing here is that all three replies. This shows that the three visitors, the Shalosha and Nashim, that they thought that Avraham had addressed them collectively as one, Achadu, Achad, Shema Yisrael, Yahuwah, he who be who he be, Eloheinu, our almighty power, Yahuwah, he who be who he be, Achad. So the Achad, right? The oneness of their address. Address them collectively as a group, right, of lords, as Adonai, right? This shows that the majestic plural here in the scriptures was not known in the so-called Near East, Far East Africa, what they will call Palestine, the Kana'anu, Canaan, or Mesopotamia, that they did not know this idea that latter-day linguists tried to utilize to confuse of majestic plurals. Since the three visitors, right, were, we can put in the context, were divine. We get to know this as we go through the narrative, right? Mia Shamayi, right? Evidently, the majestic plural, if we could say that the three visitors were heavenly from heaven, therefore, this idea of majestic plural was unknown even in Shamayim, even in the heavens during Avraham's day, during Avraham's time. This is the key. This is what's interesting. Even Lot, as we go to the next chapter here for this Shabbat, Vayera, and he appeared. Remember Lot and the two men, right? The two messengers. Similar to the situation with Abraham and the Shalosha Nashim, the three men, the three mortal men, right? You could say the Hebrew Trinity in the house of Abraham in Genesis chapter 18. Lot, he addressed the two visitors also as Adonai. He addresses the two visitors, right, that are referred to here as the Shnei HaMalachim, the two messengers, right, the two messengers that they want to call, quote, angels. But he addressed these two men, because we know that these two messengers are defined as Shalosha Anashim, as three mortal men. But he addresses them as Adonai, my lords, in that collective, the plural collective sense, not as a majestic plural. They both answered in Bereshit, in Genesis chapter 19, verse 2. We get to verse 2, and we have them both answering. And he said, behold now, my lords, right? Behold now, my lords, here looking at the Chumash, Vayomer, hine na Adonai, hine na Adonai, suru na illa beita. Ava dechem, right? V'linu, v'rachitzua, raglechem. He goes on to say, I pray you, right? He says, turn aside, turn aside, I pray, I pray you, into your servant's house and tarry all night and wash your feet, and y'all shall rise up early and go on your way. But they said, nah. Right? What did they say? They said, nah, vayomru, lo, ki,
va-rechov, va-rechova, nalin, va-rechov, ba-rechov, in the streets. They said they will stay all night in the broad place, in the streets, but we will abide in the streets, in the broad place. Va-rechov, the rechov, the rechov, nalin, nalin, we're going to spend all night, tarry in the streets. But what we get right here is that they both answered. They both answered to the Adonai, my lords. So if the two visitors, right, if Shanae ha-malakim, right, the two messengers, called angels, but the two messengers were familiar with the majestic plural, they would have thought that Lot addressed only one of the majestic lords, right, in that case, not both. So we see here from the revelation that Habane and Ha-Ruach, that the Son and the Spirit answered Lot, answers Lot, right, suggests that the two visitors, called the Shnei Ha-Malakim, right, that the two visitors, that they knew of no majestic plural syntax. Genesis chapter 19, verse 2. This here, just some groundational proof right here, the revelation right here of the Hebrew Trinity, right? The Hebrew Trinity even in HaTorah, right? And here is, say, the first and the major, we call this a classic example right here, the example of the Shalosha Anashim, right? The example of the three men, or the three mortal men, Bebayit Avraham, in the Shabbat Torah reading for Vayera, and he became visible. Vayera Elayo Yehovah. Vayera Elayo Yehovah, or Vayera Lav Yehovah. And how did he who be appear? Shalosha Anashi, the Hebrew Trinity, Hashalush, Hakadosh, Bebait Abraham, in the house of Abraham. Abraham, 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 Abraham. Abraham.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong.
Master Adonai.
Rastafari,
jump!
Rastafari,
jump!
Rastafari.
Boom again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily song. We have song.
מזמור פה למנצח אל שושנים, עדות לאסף מזמור. רועי ישראל האזינה, נוהג כצאן יוסף, יושב הקרובים הופיע. לפני אפרים ובנימין ומנשה, עוררה את גבורתך, ולך לשועת לנו. אלוהים השיבנו, והאר פניך ונבשיה. אדוני אלוהים צבאות, עד מתי עשמת בתפילת עמך? האכלתם לחם דמעה, ותשכמו בדמעות שליש. תשימנו מדון לשכננו, ואויבינו ילעגו למו. אלוהים צבאות השיבנו, והאר פניך ונבשיה. גפן ממצרים תסיע, תגרש גויים ותתעיה. פינית לפניה, ותשרש שרשיה, ותמלא ארץ. כסו הרים צילה, וענפיה ארזאל. תשלח קציריה עד ים, ואל נהר יונקותיה. למה פרצת גדריה, וערוה כל עוברי דרך? יחרסמנה חזיר מיער, וזיז שדי ירענה. אלוהים צבאות שובנה, הבט משמיים וראה, ופקוד גפן זאת. וחנה אשר נטעה ימיניך, ועל בן אימצת לך, שרופה ואש כסוחה, מגערת פניך יובדו. תהי ידך על איש ימיניך, על בן אדם אימצת לך. ולא נסוג ממכה, תחיינו ובשמך נקרא. אדוני אלוהים צבאות, השיבנו, האר פניך ונבשע.
ברוך אתה אדוני.
רסטפארי,
ג'אם!
רסטפארי,
ג'אם!
רסטפארי.
בום אגן, שלום חברים. Here we have today's daily song. We have song.
Psalm 80. Give ear, O Shepherd of Israel, thou that leadest. Shepherd of Israel, thou that leadest Joseph like a flock, thou that dwellest between the cherubims, shine forth. Before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh, stir up thy strength, and come and save us. Turn us again, O God, and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. O Lord God of hosts, how long wilt thou be angry against the prayer of thy people? Thou feedest them with the bread of tears, and givest them tears to drink in great measure. Thou makest us a strife unto our neighbors, and our enemies laugh among themselves. Turn us again, O God of hosts, and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. Thou hast brought a vine out of Egypt. Thou hast cast out the heathen and planted it. Thou preparedst room before it, and didst cause it to take deep root, and it filled the land. The hills were covered with the shadow of it, and the boughs thereof were like the goodly cedars. She sent out her boughs unto the sea, and her branches unto the river. Why hast thou then broken down her hedges, so that all they which pass by the way do pluck her? The boar out of the wood doth waste it, and the wild beast of the field doth devour it. Return, we beseech thee, O God of hosts. Look down from heaven and behold, and visit this vine, and the vineyard which thy right hand hath planted, and the branch that thou madest strong for thyself. It is burned with fire. It is cut down. They perish at the rebuke of thy countenance. Let thy hand be upon the man of thy right hand, upon the son of man whom thou madest strong for thyself. So will not we go back from thee. Quicken us, and we will call upon thy name. Turn us again, O Lord God of hosts. Cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved.
Hear Midrash on today's psalm, Mizmor Fe, Perek Pe, Mizmor Fe, Psalm 80, Psalm L, X, 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 Psalm 80, Psalm LXXX, a Midrash, from the Midrash on the Tehillim, Midrash Tehillim, Midrash study of the Psalms. For the leader, upon Shoshanim, lilies, a testimony, give ear, O shepherd of Israel, Lamnatzeach, illa Shoshanim, Adut, Le'asaf Mizmor, Ro'e Yisrael, Hazina, Nohega katzon Yosefa Yosheba Hakeruvi Hofia. For the leader, Lam Natzeach, upon Shoshanim, Illa Shoshanim, or two or four, Il, not Allah, but Illa Shoshanim, four or two lilies, two Shoshanim, Edut, a testimony, Edut, Le'asaf, Mizmor, a psalm of Asaph, Ro'e Yisrael, Hazina, give ear, Hazina, O shepherd of Israel, Ro'e Yisrael, Hazina, O shepherd of Israel, Ro'e Yisrael, give ear, broaden the ear, Hazina. These words are to be considered in the light and the illumination of what Scripture says elsewhere. Even in Shir HaShari, even in Song of Songs of Shlomo HaMelech, Song of Songs 2 and 2, where it reads, as a lily, Shoshana, among thorns, so let my love, may my love be among the daughters. As a lily, as a Shoshana, among thorns, so may my love, so may I love be among the daughters. Shoshana ben ha-chochim, ken ra'yati ben ha-banot, as a lily among thorns. Shoshana ben ha-chochim, so ken is my love, ken ra'yati among the daughters, ben ha-banot. Shoshana ben ha-chochim, ken ra'yati ben ha-banot. This verse means, according to Rav Acha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Holy One, blessed be He, said to Israel, said to Yisrael, let your deeds become as beautiful as the lily. May your deeds become as beautiful, as eitiful as the lily. Our masters taught the admonition in. This passage was fulfilled in the life of Joel, the son of Pethuel. And here, Midrash note on Mizmor Fe, Perek Pe, on Psalm 80. In the course of this section, Joel, the son of Pethuel, will be identified as Joel, Shemuel, Samuel's first son, who changed his wicked ways, who changed his ratchet ways, and finally became a prophet. Harabanim shelanu, our rabbis, our scholars taught, Harabanim shelanu, they taught that why was Joel's father called Pethuel? Because he frizzed his hair as though he were a maiden, a betula. Thus, Joel's father was called Pethuel. Why was Joel's father called Pethuel? Because he frizzed his hair as though he was a betula, a maiden. So here, Midrash note on the teachings of HaRebanim Shelanu, our rabbis who taught, asking this question, why was Joel, father called Pethuel? It's because, so here Midrash note, he let himself be enticed, according to the Prince edition, because he let himself be enticed, he frizzed his hair. Here, another Midrash note on Mizmor Pe, Psalm 80, Shemuel, Samuel was a Nazir, and so he let his hair grow long. Samuel was a Nazirite, and so made his hair grow long. But Rav Yehoshua HaKohen, Joshua the priest, the son of Rav Nehemiah, he said in the name of Rav Shemuel bar Yitzhak, Samuel bar Isaac, why was Joel's father called Pethuel? Because he propitiated Ha'el, the true good, the true God, with his prayer, with Tefilato. He was Shemuel, Samuel the Ramathite, who said, according to 1 Samuel 7:5, gather all Israel to Mizpah, and I will pray for you to the Lord. Vayomer Shemuel kivazu et kol Yisrael ha mitzapataha ze et palela ba adchem Eli Yehovah. And Samuel said, Vayomer Shemuel, gather all Israel to Mizpah, kivazu et kol Yisrael ha mitzapataha, and I will pray for you to Jehovah. We et palela ba adchem Eli Yehovah, and I will pray to you for he who he be. Shemuel, Samuel, was both the child of tefillah, of prayer, and a ish, a man of tefillah. In Jeremiah 15:1, and in Psalm XCIX, in Psalm 99:6, Moshe and Shemuel, Moses and Samuel, are cited as men of prevailing prayer. Now, Midrash note right here on this comment, the ET, the edited text, has here, and they gathered together to Mizpah, and drew water, citing 1 Samuel 7:6. But this verse does not seem relevant here in the Midrash note. The verse that is cited is 1 Samuel 7:5. Rav Yeremiah, Jeremiah taught, in the name of Rav Yitzhak Isaac, that Shemuel, that Samuel, propitiated, Jehovah, he who be, who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, by saying to him, wouldest thou ever proceed to bring a man to judgment if he did not boast, quote, I have not sinned? Wouldest I ever proceed to bring a man to judgment if he did not boast, quote, I have not sinned, I have not upped up, end quote. Indeed, thou, the I, hast declared, quote, behold, I will enter into judgment with thee because thou sayest, I have not sinned, I have not upped up, according to Jeremiah, chapter 2, verse 35. Vatomri, ki anik eti, ak shav apo mimeni, chenini nishpata otach al amrech lo chatati. Thou saidest, I saidest, hear, Yirmiyahu, Jeremiah, chapter 2, verse 35, thou that I saidest, watomri, speaking to she of she saying, speaking to she, watomri, kia niketi, I am innocent, ki niketi, for I am innocent, kia niketi. Ach shavapo mimeni, surely his anger is turned away from me. Ach shav. Apo mimeni, behold, hinani, behold, hinani, I will enter into judgment with thee, hinani, nishpata, otak, behold, I will enter into judgment with thee, speaking to she, Allah amrek, because thou, the I, sayest, lo chatati, I have not sinned, I have not acted up. Watomri, kia niketi, akshava apo mimeni, hinniya nishpata otach, alam rek, lo chatati, thou saidest, I am innocent, surely his anger is turned away from me. Behold, I will enter into judgment with thee, because thou sayest, lo chatati, I have not sinned, I have not acted up. But it is otherwise. It is otherwise with the Bnei Yisrael, with the sons, with the children of Israel, with the Israelites. They say, according to 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel 7 and 6, we have sinned against the Lord. Vayomru sham chatanu layahuah. And they said there, Vayomru sham chatanu layahuah. We have sinned against Jehovah. We have sinned. We've acted up. We've fallen short. For he who be who he be, against he who be who he be. Chat'anu layahuah. In one place, scripture says, now the name of Shemuel's, Samuel's, firstborn was Joel. And the name of his second, Mishnehu, Abiyah, Abijah, according to 1 Samuel 8 and 2. Vayehi Shema Bino Habikor Yoel Vishema Mishnehu Aviyal. Now the name of his firstborn was Joel, was Yoel. Vayehi Shema Bino Habikor Yoel. And the name of his second Vishem Mishnehu Abiyah Abijah Aviyah Abiyah. But in another scripture asserts, according to 1 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 13, and the sons of Shemuel, the firstborn, Vashni, then Abiyah, according to 1 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 13. And here in the KJV, the King James Version, you'll find it at 1 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 28. 1 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 28. Uvne Shemuel ha bekor vashni wa abiyah vashni and abiyah. Rav Yehuda bar Shimon and ha Revani and the rabbis and scholars of Torah, they differed in their explanations of the names. Ha Revanim, the rabbis, the scholars of Torah, they said, the name Vashni, implies that the firstborn, Ha Bekor, the firstborn, it implies that the firstborn was wicked, was ratchet. So the secondborn was wicked, was ratchet. Rav Yehuda, Judah said, what is meant by the phrase, the name of his second, Mishnehu, Abiyah, Abijah? It means that Abijah, Abiyah, the secondborn, like Yoel, the firstborn, finally mended his ways. Rabbi interpreted the word Mishnehu as meaning that Joel's other name was Abiyah,
Abiah, Abijah. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, Ro'eh Yisrael. Hazina, O shepherd of Israel, Ro'eh Yisrael. Give ear, Hazina, broaden the ear, give ear. As a year of redemption brings with it the necessities of life, so a year that brings the necessities of life brings redemption with it. And as redemption sustains us every day, so the necessities of life maintain us, maintain I and I every day. And as redemption is miraculous, so the necessities of life are miraculous. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Samuel Bar Nachmani taught, the miracle of the necessities of life is greater than the miracle of redemption. The miracle of the necessities of life, of liberty, is greater than the miracle of redemption. For while redemption depends upon an angel, as Yaakov, Jacob said, even in Bereshit, in Genesis chapter 48, verse 16, the angel who hath redeemed me from all evil, the angel who has redeemed I from all evil. Hamalaka hagoelotia mikola ra, the angel. Hamalak, the angel who has redeemed me. Hamalak hagoel oti from all evil. Mikol ra. Hamalak hagoel oti mikol ra. The necessities of life, of liberty, come from the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the hand of the Holy One, the sanctified one, the set apart one, the Isla one, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, as Yaakov, as Jacob said, even in Bereshit, in Genesis chapter 48, verse 15, the God who had been my shepherd all my life long to this day. The God who had been my shepherd, I shepherd all my life long to this day. Ha Elohim, ha Ro'eh, otia me odia ada hayom hazeh. The God, ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, ha Elohim. The true Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity. Ha Elohim, ha Ro'eh, oti, me odi, ada hayom hazeh. The Elohim, who has been my shepherd. Ha Ro'eh, oti, all my life long, to this day. Me odi, ad hayom hazeh. Hence, hear, give ear, O shepherd of Yisrael, give ear, Ro'eh Yisrael, Hazina, Ro'eh Yisrael, Hazina, O shepherd of Yisrael, of Israel, give ear, thou that leadest Joseph like a flock, Nohega, Katsona Yosef, the eye that leadest Joseph, Katson, like a flock, Nohega katz oan Yosef, as Joseph, in the 7 years of plenty, gathered for the 7 years of famine, so I will gather in the life of this world for the life of the world to come, for the life of the olam haba, as Joseph sustained his brothers, his brethren, according to their deeds. As is said even in Bereshit, in Genesis chapter 47, verse 12, and Joseph, sustained his brethren according to the little ones, Do thou, the I, sustain us, sustain I and I, according to I and I deeds. Vaikalkela Yosef eta rio, vi eta achio, vi eta kol veita rio, lechem lefia hat af. And Joseph sustained his father and his brethren and all his father's household with bread, according to the want the want, the lack of their little ones, their little ones. And here, Midrash notes, the note on Washi or Vashni, Vashni. Both Mishnehu and Vashni, Vashni are derived from the verb Shana, to repeat, Shana, that is associated with Sheni, Sheni, meaning the second. Here, in this section here, as Joseph sustained his brothers according to their deeds. Here, Midrash notes, and as redemption sustains us every day. Redemption sustains us every day. Note here, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'elohim, daily frustrates the evil plans of Yisrael, of Israel's enemies. Refer to the Matanot Kehuna, gifts of the priesthood, on the Genesis Rabbah 29. And here, this note here, Joseph sustained his brothers according to their deeds. Rav Yitzhak Katz, quote, according to their needs. Instead of according to their deeds, some propose, according to their needs. And here, do thou sustain us according to our deeds. Also here, Midrash note, according to our needs. According to our needs. Rav Menachema said in the name of Rav Abin, as Joseph, whose brothers had requited him with evil deeds, requite them with good deeds. Even so have I and I, in a manner of speaking, requited thee, with wicked, with ratchet deeds, having transgressed thy commandments. But the I has requited us, requited I and I, with good deeds. Hence, here, in today's Psalm, Mizmor Fe, Mizmor Pe, Perek Pe, Psalm 80, here, thou that leadest the flock like Joseph, Nohega, Katzon, Yosef. Thou, the I, that leadest the flock like Joseph, Noheg, Katzon, Yosef. Before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh, stir up thy might and come to save us and come to save I and I. Here, Hebraically, the Gimel verse, the third verse, before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh, Lifnei Ephraim uvinyamin ua Menasseh orera eta gevurateka ua leka liyashu'atah lanu. Before Ephraim, Lifnei Ephraim and Benjamin, u binyamin, Benjamin, u Menasseh and Menasseh and Manasseh, orera, stir up, orera eta geburateka, orera eta geburateka, stir up the eye, geburateka. Orera eta gebrateka, ulka and come, ulka and come, liyashu'ata lanu and come to save lanu, I, and come to save us, ulka liyashu'ata lanu. Five heavenly things in the universe are sleeping. Five heavenly things in the universe, the universe, are sleeping. The might of Elohim, for it is written, stir up thy might, or ra, eta gebrateka, et geburateka, stir up, or ra, eta gebrateka, stir up thy might. The rainbow of Elohim, for it is written even in Habakkuk 3 and 9, thy bow made beer will awake. Thy bow made beer will awake. Erya teor kashiteka. Erya teor kashiteka. Thy bow is made quite beer. Thy bow is made quite beer. Erya teor kashiteka.
And this in Hebrew, Midrash note, literally is, thy bow is made quite bear. Thy bow is made quite bear. Erya teor kasheteka. Thy bow is made quite bear. The sword of Elohim, the sword of the true good, the true God. For it is written, awake, awake, O sword, against my shepherd. According to Zechariah 13 and 7, it is written, awake, O sword, against my shepherd, against my shepherd, awake, O sword. Chareva ori ala roi, awake, O sword, against my shepherd. Chareba ori ala roi, awake, awake, O sword, 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 chareba ori, speaking to she, awake, chareba ori, al roi, upon, up on, against al roi, against my shepherd. Chareba ori, al roi, the arm of Elohim, for it is written, awake, awake, put on strength, O arm of the Lord, according to Isaiah 51 and 9, the arm of HaElohim, the true good, the true God, for it is written, awake, awake, put on strength, O arm of the Lord. Ori, ori, livshi, olza, zero, ah, yaoa, ori, ki, make, edem, awake, awake, ori, ori, put on strength. Libashi oz, libashi oz. O arm of Jehovah, Zeroah Yahuwah, Zeroah Yahuwah, arm of he who be, who he be, ori, awake, he make Adam, as the days, as in the days of old, he make Adam, ori, ori, libashi oz, Zeroah Yahuwah, ori, he make Adam. And the jealousy, the zealousy of High Elohim, of the true good, the true God. For it is written, even in Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah 42:13, he will stir up jealousy like a man of war. He will stir up zealousy, jealousy like a man of war. Ka'isha milachamot ya'ir kinah. He will stir up jealousy. Ya'ir kinah, zealousy, zeal, ya'ir kinah, like a man of war. Ke'ish milchamot, ke'ish milchamot, ya'ir kinah. Hence, here, it is written, Orera eta geburateka, stir up thy might. Orera eta gebrateka ualekha liyashuataha lanu, and come to save us, ulekha liyashuataha lanu. For with thee I, is salvation for us, lekha, lekha, for with thee I, lekha, is salvation for us, for I and I. Ulika li shuata lanu. Rav Chilkaya taught in the name of Rav Abahu. Lika, 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 the usual form of with the I, speaking to he, speaking to a male. Lika is written here, likaha, likah, likah. The added hey, h, the hey, likah, that fills out the word is to show that all salvation is from thee, is from the I, speaking to he who be, who he be. Ulekha li shu'ata lanu, 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 lanu.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme. For with stammering lips and another tongue, and another tongue to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear, would not hear, would not hear, would not hear, would not hear. Would not
hear, would not hear. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
The reader takes the scroll of HaTorah of the law, and the following is said, Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, Achad. The reader in the congregation, hear, O Israel, He who be, we be, our Elohim, He who be, we be, Yahweh, is one. The reader in the congregation then say, Achad hu Eloheinu gadol, Adoneinu kadosh, with Nora Shemo. One is our Elohim, I and I Elohim. Great is I and I, Adonai, Donai, Holy, Kadosh, Kadosh is his name, Kadosh, Holy, and dreadful is his name, Kadosh, with Nora, Shemo. The reader then says, Gadlu layawa iti ua ne romema Shemo. Yachdau, magnify he who be, we be, with me. Kadlu la Yahuwah iti. And let us make I and I exalt his name together, together. Ua ne romema shemo. Yachdau, yachdau, yachdau. The reader in the congregation then says, Thine, thine, lika Yahuwah. Thine is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine, Yahweh, is the kingdom and the supremacy as head, as Rosh, as Ras, over all. Exalt ye, Yahweh Eloheinu, he who be, we be, I and I Elohim, and worship at his footstool. Kadosh, who holy is he? Exalt ye, Yahweh Eloheinu, he who be, we be, I and I Elohim, and worship at his holy mount. For Yahweh Eloheinu is holy, ki kadosh, Yahweh Eloheinu. Magnified and hallowed and holy, and Isla, praise Isis and glorified, exalted and extolled above all, be the name of the Supreme King of Kings, Negus Neges, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He. In the worlds which He hath created, this world and the world to come, in accordance with His desire, and with the desire of them that fear, that reverence, that respect Him, and of all the Beit Yisrael, the house of Israel, the rock, everlasting, eternal, and the Adonai, the Lord, Adonai of all creatures, the Elohim of all souls, who dwelleth in the wide extended heights, who inhabiteth the heaven of heavens of old, whose holiness, islandness, is above the Chayot and above the throne of glory. Now, therefore, thy name, Yahweh Eloheinu, he who be, we be, I and I Elohim, shall be hallowed, shall be Isla amongst us, I and I, in the sight of all living. Let us make I and I sing a new song before him, as it is written. Sing to Elohim, the true good, the true God. Sing praises, sing Isis to Shemo, his name. Extol ye, extol y'all him that rideth upon the heavens by his name. Jah, Rastafari, and exalt before him. And may we, I and I, see him eye to eye when he returneth to his habitation, as it is written, for they shall see eye to eye when the Yahweh, Yahuwah, returneth to Zion, to Zion. And it is said, and the glory of Adonai, Adonai, shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, together, for the mouth of Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, hath spoken it. May the Father of mercy have mercy upon a people that have been born by him. May he remember the covenant with the patriarchs. Deliver I and I souls from evil hours. Check the evil inclination in them that have been carried by him. Grant I and I of his grace and everlasting eternal deliverance, deliverance, and in the attribute of his goodness, fulfill our I and I desires by salvation and mercy. The scroll of the law of HaTorah is placed upon the desk, and the reader says the following, and may he help, shield, and save all who trust in him. And let us make I and I say, Amen. Ascribe, all of you, greatness to Eloheinu, I and I Elohim, and render honor to HaTorah, to the law. Here, the reader names the person who is called to the reading of HaTorah, of the law. Blessed be he who in his holiness, in his islandness, gave the law, HaTorah, to his people, Amo Yisrael. The law of Yahuwah, of he who be, who he be, is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of Yahuwah is faithful, making wise the simple. The precepts of Yahuwah are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of Yahuwah is pure, enlightening the eyes. Yahuwah will give strength to Amo, to his people. Yahuwah will bless Amo, his people, with shalom, peace. As for Elohim, Ha Elohim, his way is perfect. The word of Yahuwah, of he who be, who he be, is tried. He is a shield to all them that trust in him. The congregation and the reader says, and ye and y'all that cleave to Adonai, your Elohim, are alive, every one of you this day. Those who are called to the reading of HaTorah, the law, say the following baraka, blessing. Bless y'all, Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, who is to be blessed. The congregation response is, blessed be Adonai, Adonai, who is to be blessed forever and ever. The response of the congregation, aggregation, is repeated, and the baraka, the blessing, continued. Blessed art thou, Baruch atah Yahuwah Eloheinu, Melech ha'olam, who has chosen us from all peoples and has given us thy law, thy Torah. Blessed art thou, Baruch atah Yahuwah. Blessed art thou, O he who be, who he be, Notein ha'Torah, who givest the Torah, who give it for the law, 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 give it
my advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. Fulfill the Ten Commandments. Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading, in the Hebrew and English tongue. Barakhu et Yahweh Hamvarah. Baruch Yahweh Hamvarak Leolam Vayeh. Baruch Atah Yahweh Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Bekarbenu Mebo Hamayim Venutan Lanu Et Torato. Baruch atah Yahweh Notein HaTorah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed is Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty, King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Joy by my light, 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 the most holy one, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. May I tell you, no, read up your Bible.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu. Adonai Echad.
Sabbath and he appeared. Hear, 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 Abraham, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, 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 for the Rishon, the first, the head, the first, the Rishon, the Ras one, the Rishon, Aliyah, here for this Shabbat, picking up here with the first book of Moshe, from the Sefer Bereshith, here, Genesis, Genesis chapter 18, for the Rishon, Aliyah, for this Shabbat, Shabbat, Wayera, Sabbath, and he appeared. Hear, 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 Abraham, the friend of Elohim, the true good, the true God. Compare, contrast, John chapter 3, John's Gospel chapter 3, verse 29, as well as John's Gospel chapter 15, verse 13 to verse 15. Hear, 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 for the Rishon, Aliyah, up offering, offering up for this Shabbat, Shabbat, Wayera, Beshem, Ha'av, where Habain, where Ruach, Ha. Adosh Yahuwah Echad, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, he who be, we be, the one, the one. Wayera Elayowa Yahuwah Be Eloneya Mamre Wehu Yosheva Petacha Ha'ohel K'chom Ha'yom. And Jehovah appeared to him. Wayera Elayowa Yahuwah in the plains of Mamre, by the terebinth, the tree, the strong tree of Mamre, be Elonei Mamre. And he sat in the tent door, Wuhu Yoshev Petach Ha'ohel, in the heat of the day, K'chom Hayom. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, look, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground and said, Adonai, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, I, from thy servant, let a little water, make a little water, I pray you, be fetched and wash your feet and rest yourselves under the tree. I will fetch a morsel of bread and comfort ye your hearts. After that ye y'all shall pass on. For therefore are ye y'all come to your servant. And they said, so do as thou, the I has said, the I has said, the I has. And Abraham hastened into the tent to Sarah and said, make ready quickly three measures of fine meal, knead, and make cakes upon the hearth. And Abraham ran to the herd and fetched a calf tender and good and gave it to a young man. And he hasted to dress it. And he took butter and milk and the calf which he had dressed and set it before them, and he stood by them under the tree, and they did eat. And they said to him, where is Sarah, Ishteka, Sarah, thy wife? And he said, behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return to thee, I, according to the time of life, the Iowa of life, and lo, Sarah, Ishteka, Sarah, thy wife, thy woman, shall have a son. And Sarah heard it, gate in the tent door, which was behind him. Now, Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore, Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure? Adoni, my Lord, being old also? And Jehovah said to Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of a surety bear a child which am old? Old? Is anything too hard for Yahweh, for Jehovah? At the time that I were appointed, I will return to thee, according to the time of life, the Iowa of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Shema, hear for the Sheni, Aliyah, for the second reading, the second Aliyah, the second up offering up here for this Shabbat, Wayera, Sabbath, and he appeared. Here, picking up the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Genesis, chapter 18, here at verse 15, for the Sheni Aliyah, for the second reading here. Wata kahesha sara lemor lo sahakati akia yarea. Why, Omer, lo, ki, sahakit, watakahesha, sara, leimor, lo, sahakati, ki, yarea. Why, Omer, lo, ki, sahakit. Then Sarah denied, saying, watakahesha, sara. Then Sarah denied, saying, Wata kahesha Sarah lemor, I laugh not. Lo, sahakati, for she was afraid. Ki yarea. And he said, nay, nah. Wayomer lo. And he said, lo. And he said, nay. Why, Yomer, lo, ki, sahakit, but thou didst laugh. And the men rose up from thence, from there, and looked towards Sodom. And Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. And Jehovah said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of Jehovah to do justice and judgment, that Jehovah may bring upon Abraham that which he hath spoken of him. And Jehovah said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their chati'at, their akari, is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which has come to me, which has come to I. And if not, I will know. And the men turned their faces from thence, from there, and went towards Sodom. But Abraham stood yet, listen to Yehovah, before Jehovah. Abraham the intercessor, verse 23. And Abraham drew near and said, wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the ratchet, with the wicked? Peradventure there be 50 righteous within the city. Wilt thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? That be far from thee, to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the ratchet, with the wicked. And that the righteous should be as the wicked, as the ratchet. That be far from thee, I. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? Shall not Hashofet Kol Haaretz do right? And Yehovah, Jehovah said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous, 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sakes. And Abraham answered and said, behold now, I have taken upon me, upon I, to speak to Adonai, illa Adonai, to speak to Adonai, who am but dust and ashes, peradventure, perhaps, peradventure there shall lack five of the city, five of the 50 righteous. Wilt thou destroy all the city for lack of five? And he said, if I find there 40 and five, I will not destroy it. And he spake to him yet again and said, peradventure, perhaps, there be 40 found there. And he said, I will not do it for 40's sake. And he said, let not Adonai be angry. Alna yichar la Adonai, and I will speak, peradventure perhaps, there shall 30 be found there. And he said, I will not do it if I find 30 there. And he said, behold now, I have taken upon I to speak to Adonai. Peradventure. Perhaps there shall be 20 found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 20's sake. And he said, let not Adonai be angry. Al na yichar la Adonai. And I will speak yet, but this once, peradventure, perhaps 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy for 10's sake. And Jehovah went his way as soon as he left communing with Abraham. And Abraham returned
to his place. What?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear, give ear, O Yisrael. To me, Ethiopia, hoy. Hear, for the Shalishi, Aliyah, here for this Shabbat, Wayera, Sabbath, and he appeared. Here, picking up the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Genesis, the Sefer Bereshith. Here, picking up with Genesis chapter 19, here for the Shalishi, the third reading, the Shalishi, Aliyah, the third up offering up here for this Shabbat Wayera, Sabbath, and he appeared. Wayabu Shne Hamal Atim Sidoma Ba Erev Lota Yosheva Bishara Sidom Wayare Lota Wayatama Likaratama Wayisha Tahua Apayim Hear, for the Shalishi, the third reading, here for this Shabbat Wayera, Sabbath, and he appeared. Genesis chapter 19, the destruction of Sodom, the third step in Lot and Lot's backsliding. A great man in Sodom. Wayabuwa Shne Hamalakim. And there came two angels to Sodom. Wayabuwa Shne Hamalakim Sidoma Ba Erev. And there came Shne Hamalakim, two angels to Sodom. Ba'erev, in the Erev, in the evening, Ba'erev. And Lot and Lot sat in the gate of Sodom. Lot Yoshev b'Sha'ara Sodom. And Lot and Lot seeing them. Wayare Lot and Lot seeing rose up to meet them. Wayakama likaratam. And he bowed himself with his face toward the ground. And there came two angels to Sodom at evening. And Lot and Lot sat in the gates of Sodom. Lot Yoshev b'Sha'ara Sodom. And Lot seeing Wayare Lot rose up to meet them, Wayakama likratam, and he bowed himself, Wayishatahu, with his face toward the ground, Apayim Arza, and he said, behold now, my lords, turn in, Wayayomer Hinena Adonai Suruna. Turn in, I pray thee, I pray you, into your servant's bait, into your servant's house, and tarry all night, and wash your feet, and ye and y'all shall rise up early, and go on your ways. And they said, nay, and they said, nah, but we, I and I, will abide in the street all night. And he pressed upon them greatly, and they turned in to him, and entered into Beito, and entered into his house. And he made them a feast, and did bake unleavened bread, and they did eat. But before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house. Compass the bait, round both old and young, all the people from every quarter. But before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house round, both old and young, and all the people from every quarter. And they called to Lot, and they called to Lot, and said to him, where are the men which came in to thee this night? Bring them out to us, that we may know them. And Lot went out at to them, and shut the door after, and shut dalet wahadalet the door after him. Wayetzeya elehem Lot ha petaha wahadalet wahadalet sagar acharayo, and said, I pray you, brethren, do not so wickedly, do not so rashly. Behold now, I have two daughters which have not known man. Let me, I pray you, bring them out to you, and do ye deal to them as is good in your eyes. Only to these men do nothing, for therefore came they under the shadow of my roof. And they said, stand back. And they said again, this one fellow came in to sojourn, and he will needs be a judge. Now will we deal worse with thee than with them? And they pressed sore upon the man, even Lot, and came near to break ha-dalet, to break the door. But the men put forth their hand and pulled Lot into the bait, into the house, to them, and shut the door. And they smote the men that were at the door of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they wearied themselves to find ha-patach, to find the door. And the men said to Lot, hast thou here any besides son-in-law and thy sons and thy daughters, and whatsoever thou hast in the city, bring out of this place. For we, I and I, will destroy this place, because the cry of them is waxen great before the face of Yehovah, of Jehovah. And Yehovah and Jehovah have sent I and I to destroy it, to downstroy it. And Lot went out and spake to his sons-in-law, who married his daughters, and said, Up, get you out of this place. For Jehovah will destroy this city. But he seemed as one that mocked to his sons-in-law. And when the Boker in the morning rose, then HaMalakim, the angels hastened Lot, saying, Arise, take Ishteka, take thy wife, thy woman, and thy two daughters who are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand and upon the hand of Ishto, upon his woman, his wife, and upon the hand of his two daughters, Jehovah being merciful to him. And they brought him forth and set him without the city. And it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, Escape for thy life. Look not behind thee. Neither stay thou in all the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. And Lot and Lot said to them, Oh, not so, my lord. And Lot said to them, Al na Adonai, oh no, Adonai, behold now, thy servant hath found grace in thy sight, and thou hast magnified thy mercy, which thou hast shewed to me in saving my life. And I cannot escape to the mountain, unless some evil take me and I die. Behold now, this city is near to flee to. And it is a little one. Oh, let me escape thither. There. Is it not a little one? Isn't it a little one? And my soul, my nefesh, nafshi, and my psyche shall live. And hear, Shema Yisrael, here for the Rebi'i, here for the Rebi'i Aliyah, here for the fourth reading, the fourth up offering, here for this Shabbat Wayera, Sabbath, and he appeared. Here, picking up with the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book, called Genesis chapter 19, here at verse 21, for the Rebi'i, here for the fourth reading, the fourth up offering, for Shabbat, Wayera, Sabbath, and he appeared. Wayomer elayo, hine, nasati yafaneka gama, la davara hazeh, libilitiya hafakiya etahair asher dibarta. And he said to him, Wayomer elayo, see, I have accepted thee, concerning this thing also. Hine nasati yafaneka gam la davara hazeh, that I will not overthrow this city. Wayomer elayo, hine nasati yafaneka gam la davara hazeh libilti yahafkiya et ha'ir, for which thou hast spoken. Asher divarta, haste thee, escape thither, there, for I cannot do anything, till thou become there. Therefore, the name of the city was called Zoar. The sun was risen upon the earth, the earthly plain, when Lot entered into Zoar. Then Jehovah rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah, brimstone and fire from Jehovah out of heaven, and he overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the cities and that which grew upon the ground. But Ishto, his Isha, his Orset, his woman, his wife, but Ishto looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. And Abraham got up early in the Boker in the morning to the place of Makom where he stood lifting Yahuwah before Jehovah Jehovah. And he looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah, and toward all the land of the plain, and beheld, and lo, look, the smoke of the country went up as the smoke of a furnace. And it came to pass, when Elohim, the true God, destroyed the cities of the plain, that Elohim remembered Abraham and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow. When he overthrew the cities in which Lot dwelt, and Lot and Lot went up out of Zoar and dwelt in the mountain, and his two daughters with him, for he feared to dwell in Zoar, and he dwelt in a cave, he and his two daughters. And the firstborn said to the younger, Avinu, our father is old, and there is not a man in the earth to come into us after the manner of all the earth. Come, let us make Avinu, our father, drink wine, and we will lie sexually with him, that we may preserve seed of Avinu, of our father. The last step in Lot and Lot's backsliding, verse 33. And they made their father drink wine that night, and the first one went in and lay sexually with her father. And he perceived not when she lay down, nor when she arose. And it came to pass on the morrow that the firstborn said to the younger, Behold now, I lay yesternight with my father. Let us make him drink wine this night also, and go thou in and lay and lie with him, that we may preserve seed of Avinu, of our father. And they made their father drink wine that night also, and the younger arose and lay sexually with him. And he perceived not when she lay down, nor when she arose. Thus, like this, were both the daughters of Lot, the daughters of Lot, with child of their father. And the firstborn bare a son, and called Shemo, his name Moab. The same is the father of the Moabites to this day. And the younger, she also bare a son, and called Shemo, his name Ben-Ami. The same is the father of the children of Ammon to this day. And here, Shema Yisrael, here, give ear. Genesis chapter 20, Abraham's lapse at Gerar. And Abraham journeyed from thence, from there toward Ha-Negev, toward the south country, and dwelt between Kadesh and Shur, and sojourned in Gerar. And Abraham said of Sarah, Ishto, Sarah, his Isha, his wife, Sarah, Ishto, his Oset, his Ashet, she is my sister, she Achoti, she Hitte, she my sister. And Abimelech, king of Gerar, Melech of Gerar, sent and took Sarah. But Elohim came to Abimelech in a dream by night, and said to him, Behold, I art but a dead man, for the woman, the Isha, the Oset, the Eshet, which thou hast taken, for she is a man's Isha, she is a man's wife. But Abimelech had not come near her. And he said, Adonai, wilt thou slay also a righteous nation? Said he not to me, she is Achoti, she is Hitte, she is my sister, and she, even she herself said, he is my brother. Hello, who, Amarli, Achoti, he, with he, Gam, he, Amra, in the integrity of my heart and innocency of my hands have I done this thing. Bitam Levavi Levavi Ua be Nikon and Ha Elohim, the true God said to him in a dream, Yea, I know that thou didst this in the integrity of thy heart. For I also withheld thee from sinning, from ucking up against me. Therefore I suffered. Therefore suffered I the eye not to touch her. Now, therefore, restore the man, Eshet, the man's woman, the man's wife, his Orset, his Isha. For he, Nabi, is a prophet, and he shall pray for thee, and thou shalt live. And if thou restore her not, know thou that thou shalt surely die, thou and all that are thine. Therefore Abimelech rose early in the Boker in the morning and called all his servants and told all these things in their ears. And the men were sore afraid. Then Abimelech called Abraham and said to him, what hast thou done to us? And what have I offended thee, that thou hast brought on me and on my kingdom a great uckery, a great sin, a great chatiat? Thou hast done deeds to me that ought not to be done. And Abimelech said to Abraham, what sawest thou that thou hast done this thing? What sawest thou, the eye, that thou hast done this, done this? What sawest thou that thou hast done this, 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 this,
Baruch atah Adonai.
Rastafari.
Jump.
Rastafari.
Jump.
Rastafari.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu. Adonai Echad.
Hear, Shema, Shema, Yisrael, hear, give ear, O Yisrael, hear, for the Hamishi, hear, for the fifth Aliyah, the fifth reading, the fifth Aliyah, the fifth offering, the fifth Aliyah, hear, for this Shabbat Wayera, Sabbath, and he appeared, here, picking up with the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book, that is called Genesis, here from the Sefer Bereshit, here we pick up with Genesis chapter 21, at verse 5, for the Hamishi, for the fifth reading, the fifth up offering here for this Shabbat Wayera. With Abraham ben Me'ata Shanna, Behiwaleda Loa, Eta Yitzchaka Beno. And Abraham was 100 years old. With Abraham ben Me'ata Shanna, when his son Yitzchak, Isaac, was born to him. And Sarah said, Watomera Sarah. And Sarah said, Elohim hath made me to laugh. So that all that hear will laugh with me. Watomera Sarah. Sehoka asali Elohim, kola ha shomeya yitzchak li. And Sarah said, Elohim has made me to laugh. Sehoka asali Elohim. Oh, that here will laugh with me, kola ha shomeya yitzchak li. And she said, who would have said to Abraham that Sarah should have given children suck? For I have borne him a son in his old age. And the child grew and was weaned. And Abraham made a great feast the same day that Yitzhak, that Isaac was weaned. Hear, picking up verse 9, the bondwoman and her son cast out. The bondwoman and her son cast out. Compare and contrast Galatians chapter 4, focus verses 21 to 31. Galatians chapter 4, focus verses 21 to 31. Hear. Genesis chapter 21, verse 9. And Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Egyptian, who she had born to Abraham, mocking. Wherefore she said to Abraham, cast out this bondwoman and her son. For the son of this bondwoman shall not be heir with my son, even with Yitzhak, with Isaac. And the thing, and the thing was very grievous in Abraham's sight because of Beno, because of his son. And Elohim said to Abraham, Make it not be grievous in thy sight because of the lad and because of thy bondwoman and all that Sarah hath said to thee. Hearken to her voice, for in Yitzhak, for in Isaac shall thy seed, thy race, be called. And also of the son of the bondwoman will I make a nation, because he is thy seed, Zaikah. And Abraham rose up early in the boker in the morning and took bread and a bottle of water and gave it to Hagar, putting it on her shoulder and the child, and sent her away. And she departed and wandered in the wilderness, the Midbar of Beersheba, And the water was spent in the bottle, and she cast the child under one of the shrubs. And she went and sat her down over against him, a good way off, as it were a bow shot. For she said, Make me not see the death of the child. And she sat over against him and lift up her voice and wept. And Elohim heard the voice of the lad. And the Melaaka Elohim, the angel of Elohim, called to Hagar out of Shemaim, out of heaven, and said to her, What aileth thee, Hagar? Fear not, for Elohim hath heard the voice of the lad where he is. Arise, lift up the lad, and hold him in thine hand, for I will make him a great nation. And Elohim, the true God, opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. And she went and filled the bottle with water and gave the lad drink. And Elohim was with the lad, and he grew and dwelt Bamidbar in the wilderness and became an archer. And he dwelt in the Midbar in the wilderness of Faran, of Paran. And Imo and his mother took him a Isha, a woman, a wife, out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the land of Kemet, out of the land of Egypt. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, for the Sheishi Aliyah, for the sixth reading, the Sheishi Aliyah, the sixth up-authoring, hear for this Shabbat Wayera, for this Sabbath, and he appeared. Here picking up with the first book of Moses, Hebrew book called Genesis chapter 21, here at verse 22, for the Sheishi, for the sixth reading, the Sheishi Aliyah. Aliyah. Wayahiya Bi'aita Hahiya Wayomera Abi Melek Uwa Fikola Saras Ba'o Ila Avraham Leimor Elohim Imeka Bi'kola Asher Ata Ose Bi'kola Asher Ata Ose. And it came to pass at that time, at that Iwa, Wayahiya Ba'ita Hahi, that Abimelech and Phicol, the chief captain of his host, spake to Abraham, saying, Wayomer Abimelech Ua Phicol Saras Evaoa Illa Abraham Leimor. Elohim is with thee, I. Elohim imeka. Elohim imeka. Elohim is with the I. Elohim imeka. Bikol asher ata ose. Elohim is with thee, I, in all that thou doest. Now, therefore, swear to I, here, by Elohim, the true God, that thou wilt not deal falsely with me, with I, nor with my son, nor with my son's son, but according to the kindness that I have done to thee, I, thou shalt do to I, to me, and to the land wherein thou hast sojourned. And Abraham said, I will swear. And Abraham reproved Abimelech because of a well of water, which Abimelech's servants had violently taken away. And Abimelech said, I wot not who hath done this thing. I don't know who has done this thing. Neither didst thou the I tell me, did the I tell the I. Neither yet heard I of it. But today, and Abraham took sheep and oxen and gave them to Abimelech. And both of them made a covenant. And Abraham set 7 ewe lambs of the flock by themselves. And Abimelech said to Abraham, what mean these 7 ewe lambs which thou the eye has set by themselves? And he said, for these 7 ewe lambs, these 7 female lambs, for 7 ewe lambs shalt thou take of my hand, that they may be a witness to me, to I, that I have digged this well. Wherefore he called that place Beersheba, because they swear both of them. Thus, like this, they made a covenant at Beersheba, at Beersheba. Then Abimelech rose up and Phicola, the chief captain of his hosts, and they returned to the land of the Philistines. And Abraham planted a grove in Beersheba, in Beersheba, and called there on the name, on the shame of Yahweh, of Jehovah, the everlasting God. Beersheba Yahweh El Olam. And called there on the shame of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, El Olam. And Abraham sojourned in the Philistines' land many days, 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 many days.
Yes, yes, yes. Shavuot Tov. Good strong 7 to come. First day. Here to after the Shabbat, coming to fulfillment. Looking forward. Just in a couple of minutes, the first day service, Melkam Mahud, beautifully good, blessed first day, Shavuot Tov, and a good, strong 7 right here. So tune in, more to come.
Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam.
Shavuot Tov, referring to the week, or more correctly, like the seven days. 7 days, 7 days, 7 days, 7 days, 7 days, 7 days, 7 days. Yes, stay tuned for the 7th Aliyah and then the prophet reading right here. Brit Chadasha, renewed covenant, new covenant coming forward right here. Blessed good, new strong, new week, new 7. First day service coming forward, aka Sunday service. Yes, I, Rastafari.